Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Kathy?
Very, very well, thank you. Tumo, who are we talking about today?
Today we're going to... remember last week I said I was closing off an era.
Yes, the 1800s.
Yes, yes. So, but we're going to do... Today we're going to do a bit of a throwback into the previous era. We're now into a different territory altogether. So we did the Xhosa Wars in the Xhosa land that took place for 99 years. At the same time, there were wars, other wars taking place in Zululand. So today we're going to focus on King Faku of Amapondo. And we're looking at, it's a bit of a throwback. We're looking at, the era between 1815 and 1894.
Okay.
So, in this era, in this time, in this area, we enter into a revolutionary era, which encompasses a climate created by King Shaka, Kasenza Gakona. This climate posed a threat to the tribe of Amapondo. However, the Amapondo did not become victims of the expanding Zulu kingdom. Having said that, we're speaking about King Faku of Amapondo. So, King Faku and his sons defended Pondo land during a period called Mfecane or the Fecane. And in the first half of the, which took place in the first half of the 1800s, and under King Faku, Amapondo were never conquered. So this was indeed a troubled time in the entire eastern region of southern Africa, from the disputed borders of the Cape Colony to the small British colony at Port Natal, now present-day Durban, all was in turmoil at this time. So we celebrate King Faku of Amapondo at the Long March to Freedom because King Faku was a skilled armed reactionary who was a diplomat, and through alliance and careful cooperation with missionaries and the European powers to which those missionaries served, held together the kingdom of Amapondo and was able and managed to maintain their independence. So under the able and astute leadership of King Faku of Amapondo, the Amapondo kingdom seated in south of KZN, but now are considered to be in the Eastern Cape, became one of the last African tribes to fall under colonial rule. So we celebrate King Faku for his leadership role that he played, pushing the people of Amapondo and securing their independence for so long. And he's also in the procession in the Acre of Heroes at the Long March to Freedom in Maropeng.
Absolutely. Thank you, wonderful. Thank you so much, Tumo. And we will be in touch soon. Get yourself to Maropeng. It is, you could spend the whole day there. Go and visit Tumo. He's lonely out there with the mountains and the statues, darn it. Tell him you heard him on Chai FM.